Здравствуйте! Добро пожаловать на аудиокурс Rocket Russian.
Welcome to the introduction of the Rocket Russian interactive audio course. In this course, you will not only learn to understand spoken Russian conversations, but you'll be taking part in them yourself. My name is Jessica Williams, and I'm from the USA. I'm here with our lovely co-presenters Natalia and Ivan Dubrov, who are native speakers from Russia. Hello, Natalia and Ivan.
Здравствуйте!
Together, we will teach you all the ins and outs of conversational Russian. Make sure you listen to this course in a place where you can feel free to read and speak aloud. Always repeat the words you are learning aloud. It's an essential part of learning a new language. You may think that repeating words in your head is good enough, but trust me, thinking of the right words does not always help you say them on cue. Every lesson is based around an everyday conversation. Each time a new word or phrase is taught, Natalia or Ivan will say the word first and leave you time to repeat the word after them. We will slow down so that you can imitate and try to match the pronunciation. Then Natalia or Ivan will repeat the word again for you to check and compare your pronunciation. That is actually why this course is called an interactive audio course. So basically, the study process involves the following steps: listening, repeating, comparing, learning, and having fun. Now, before we start the very first lesson of our Rocket Russian course, do you still remember the first words Natalia said in Russian at the beginning of the introduction? Okay, let's hear them again.
Здравствуйте.
One more time.
Здравствуйте.
That is the most common greeting in Russian, which means hello, which is a little bit formal. However, it can be used in any situation when you meet new people. Now, repeat after Natalia.
Здравствуйте. 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 Здравствуйте.
Ah, that feels better. We've broken the ice. Have you noticed that in Russian some words might be quite long and difficult to pronounce, like the word
Здравствуйте.
Luckily, our Russian friends will help us master all the sounds that are so different from English. Also, you will notice that the Russian intonation is a little bit flat. It is not really rising or falling towards the end of the sentence, so sometimes it might seem that the Russians are talking without any expression at all. However, you will clearly see their intonation when they articulate exclamatory or interrogative sentences. The grammar is also very simple in these kinds of structures. So when you imitate Russian sounds, you need to follow the speaker and listen accurately for the intonation to make sure you are dealing with a question, exclamation, or just an ordinary sentence. Don't worry if this sounds confusing. By the end of the Rocket Russian course, you will be an expert when it comes to the Russian pronunciation. Now, let's have a look at the new words one by one.
Здравствуй
means stay healthy. The letter
V
is silent in this word. It is easier to pronounce when you leave it out altogether.
Те
means a polite and slightly official form of address to you. Basically, what you are saying is wishing someone good health and also all the best in the future. Now put them together and you will get
Здравствуйте.
Hello. Listen and repeat again.
Здра. Здра. Ствуйте. Ствуйте. Здравствуйте. Здравствуйте.
We can use
Здравствуйте
to greet people at any time of the day, in the morning, afternoon, evening, or at night. But alternatively, if you meet someone early in the morning, you can also say
Доброе утро.
Good morning.
Добрый
is the Russian word for kind, and here you will see it in the neuter form as it is combined with the noun
утро,
which is the Russian word for morning. Probably, you remember that all the nouns and adjectives which are used together agree in gender, case, and number. So,
Доброе утро
means good morning. Here we go.
Доброе. Доброе. Утро. Утро.
Good job. You're doing great. Now, here is our very first Rocket Russian conversation. Are you ready? Here we go.
Доброе утро.
Здравствуйте. Как дела?
Спасибо, хорошо. А у вас?
Отлично.
Прекрасно.
And here is the translation.
Good morning.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thanks. And you?
Excellent.
Great.
Don't panic when you suddenly get exposed to so many unfamiliar sounds and words. We'll go through the conversation in detail in a minute. But it would be great if you can pick up what you have learned and learn what you have heard. Now, in the conversation, have you picked up the intonation of the speakers? If your answer is yes, then you must have realized that that is a conversation of greeting, and they are asking each other about how things are going at the moment. You see, it doesn't require a lot of brain power to gain the sense of language and understand the situation. It is all about throwing yourself into the language, getting used to the sounds, repeating the words again and again, feeling how the language flows, recognizing words as you hear them, and then saying the words yourself when you want to. Okay, so what happened in our first conversation? Natalia and Ivan exchanged a greeting. You might have noticed instead of
Здравствуйте.
Hello. Ivan used
Доброе утро.
Good morning. You can use a variety of ways to greet the person in Russian, including a very informal greeting, which you would use whilst talking to your friends.
Привет.
Hello. This word is much easier to pronounce. However, be careful with that, as the concept of formality or familiarity is very important in Russian culture. Business colleagues would not expect this word from you at a formal meeting. So some of the Russian expressions are very sensitive in terms of business ethics. And we already know the word
Здравствуй,
which means stay healthy.
Как дела?
Means how are you, in which case the answer is positive.
Хорошо.
Good. Or
Отлично.
Excellent. Now listen carefully to the sounds and tones of the words.
Как дела? Как дела?
Good. Now it's your turn.
Как дела? Как дела?
Good job. When it comes to answering that question, Иван said,
Спасибо. Хорошо.
Fine, thanks.
Спасибо
means thank you, and
Хорошо
means good. So Ivan says that he is feeling very good. Well, I'm pleased to hear that. Listen to Ivan now.
Спасибо, хорошо. Спасибо, хорошо.
Now it's your turn.
Спасибо. Хорошо. Спасибо, хорошо. Спасибо. Хорошо.
Right. After Ivan told Natalia that he is very well, he said
Спасибо,
which means thanks. You should definitely store
Спасибо
in your memory bank. It's always good to be polite. Say it with Ivan.
Спасибо. Спасибо.
Now, can you guess what it means when Ivan says
А у вас?
You're right. It means, and you? You see, we break long sentences down, get to know the meaning of each single word, and then you can rearrange them and put them all back together again and create your own sentences. That's how easy it is to learn a language. Now let's practice how to say, and you?
А у вас? А у вас?
Earlier, we mentioned the word
Привет,
which means hello in an informal situation. Practice how to say an informal hello in Russian now.
Привет. Привет.
Very good. Now, can you guess how to say the word great? Right. It should be
Прекрасно.
Great. Or
Отлично.
Excellent. Great. It's time for some more practice.
Прекрасно. Прекрасно.
Отлично. Отлично.
Let's recap. What about you is
А у вас?
And more informally is
А у тебя?
Excellent. We are already halfway through today's conversation, so let's listen to the whole dialogue once more.
Доброе утро.
Здравствуйте. Как дела?
Спасибо, хорошо. А у вас?
Отлично.
Прекрасно.
Let's work through the last sentences of our conversation.
Отлично.
Excellent. And
прекрасно.
Great. It shouldn't be too hard, as these words are very similar to the word that you already know.
Хорошо.
I am good. So in our conversation, Natalia simply says to Yvonne that she's also very good. Seems like we are a very happy bunch today. Listen to Yvonne again.
Спасибо. Хорошо.
Meaning, I am fine, thanks. Now you try it.
Спасибо. Хорошо. Спасибо. Хорошо.
We are already on the home stretch. Only one more expression to learn. Can you guess the meaning of
До свидания?
Yes.
До свидания
means see you or goodbye. Repeat after Natalia.
До свидания. До свидания.
Great. Well done. Now Natalia and Yvonne will put the phrases back together again, and you can listen to the whole conversation once more. Just close your eyes, listen carefully, and follow along. It will seem like a piece of cake now.
Как дела?
Спасибо, хорошо. А у вас?
Прекрасно.
До свидания.
До свидания.
What you have learned today are basic daily greetings that can be used at any time of the day. If the conversation is between people of a different age or position, the younger person or the person of a lower position will always choose to use
вас
rather than
тебя,
which is a politer way to say you. Repeat after Natalia.
А у вас? А у вас? А у тебя? А у тебя?
It's the moment we've all been waiting for. It's time for your rocket review. What's the rocket review, you say? Well, here's how it works. I'll say a sentence, word, or phrase in English, and you have to tell me how you'd say it in Russian. Natalia and Yvonne will give you the answer, and you can check whether you got it right. Are you ready for your first rocket review, then? Here we are. Good.
Хорошо.
What about you? Formal.
А у вас?
What about you? Informal.
А у тебя?
Hello.
Здравствуйте.
Hello, informal.
Привет.
How are you?
Как дела?
Thank you.
Спасибо.
Great.
Прекрасно.
Excellent.
Отлично.
Bye.
До свидания.
How did you do? Did you get some of them right? Or did you get most of the words right? Well done. Remember, you can always go back and have another listen. Practice makes perfect, they say. You have successfully made it to the end of the introduction of the Rocket Russian interactive audio course. Congratulations! Try to practice as much as you can in your spare time, and tune in next time for your second Rocket Russian lesson, where you will learn how to introduce yourself. Until then, from Natalia, Yvonne, and myself,
До свидания!